Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. King of kings, Lord of lords, we worship and bless your name. We praise you, Lord, for you are the Lord, and there is none beside you. You're greater than all, stronger than all, mightier than all. You are before all things, and by you all things consist. We worship you, Lord, for everything you have done in our lives. Thank you for what you are doing at the moment. Thank you for greater things you will do for us very shortly. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your promises that are coming to pass in our lives. We thank you for helps you keep sending to us. We thank you for dominion we have over forces of darkness. Through your name we have dominion over sin, over sicknesses and diseases, over death and grave, over principalities and powers of darkness. Through your name we have dominion over hell. We worship you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you for making impossible things possible unto us. We thank you, Lord, for the breath of life you have breathed on us. We thank you for reviving us. We thank you for changing our lives and situations. Thank you, Father. Thank you for dead things in our lives that you have brought back to life. Thank you for a new glory that is shining and manifesting upon us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your peace that rules and reigns in our hearts and minds and souls and spirits. Thank you for the confidence we have in you and in your word. Thank you for the assurance we have in you, because you are faithful. So we could depend on you. We can depend on you. We can rely on you, because you are always faithful. Thank you, Father. We thank you for prayers we have prayed on this platform that you have answered. And we thank you for those prayers you will still answer. I ask, Father, that as we would be having this prayer session tonight in your presence, move mightily in our midst. Move mightily in our situation. Help us, Lord, with your right hand of power. Do that which only you can do in our lives. Take us to where you want us to be, so that your name may be glorified in our lives and through our lives. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do more than our expectations. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that He is going to help you. All you need to do is to believe and trust Him and hold on to Him until He helps you. We're going to take some worship songs, and after that we would go into prayer points. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How powerful is your name. How wonderful is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You're so worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are. And were created. Thou art worthy, Father. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh, Lord. Have your way. In our midst, have your way, Lord, as we worship. Have your way, as we pray. Have your way, Lord, Jesus. Have your way in all situations. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, oh Lord, have your way. You are the Lord, most high. You are the Lord, King of glory. You are the Lord, most high. You are the Lord. You are the Lord, most high. You are the Lord. You are the Lord, most high. You are the Lord, Ancient of Days. You are the Lord, most high. You are the Lord. You walk miracles, most high. You walk miracles, most high. You walk miracles, great signs and wonders. You walk miracles, most high. You walk miracles. You do wonders. You do wonders, most high. You do wonders. You do wonders. You do wonders, most high. You do wonders, because you're the Lord. You are the Lord, most high. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord, most high. You are the Lord. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord, our Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. O Lord, our Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. All we have needed, thy heart provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto us. Over and again, I give you my heart. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. You laid aside your majesty, gave up everything for me. You suffered at the hands of those you have created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now today you reign in heaven and earth exalted. I really wanna worship you, my Lord. You have all my heart, and I am yours. Forever and ever, I will love you. You are the only one who died for me, gave your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Oh, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. We are the Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are the Father, hallelujah. We are the Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are the Father, You are the Father, we are the Father. I have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are the Father. There is none like You. There is none like You, Jesus. There is none like You. No one else can touch our hearts like You do. We are such true all eternity long and found. There is none like You. You are glorious, so glorious in Your ways. Jesus, You are glorious. You are glorious, so glorious in Your ways. Forever You are glorious, Lord. You are glorious, so glorious in Your ways. Yahweh, 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 You are glorious. So glorious in Your ways. You are the mighty man in battles. El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battles. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battles, O Lord, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battles. Glory to your name. Yes, you are the mighty man in battles, O Lord, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battles, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battles, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battles. Glory to your name. You are covenant keeping God, Lion of Judah, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God, King of the universe, you are covenant keeping God. Elohim Adonai Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. We will trust you forever, for you are covenant keeping God. Miracle worker Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are who you are, yes, today, today and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never fail. You never fail. You never change. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, we worship you. We worship you. You are too faithful to fail us, Yahweh. You are too faithful to disappoint us. You've proven yourself. You've proven yourself in our lives. And we have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail us. You are here, changing our lives. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. You are here. You are here, setting captives free. Jesus, we worship you. We worship you. Waymaker, Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, our God. That is who you are. Waymaker, Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, our God. That is who you are. You are here, setting captives free. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. You are here, helping everyone. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Waymaker, Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper. Light in the darkness, our God, that is who you are. Hallelujah. Begin to praise Him, glorify Him, adore Him, worship Him, worship Him, worship the King of Glory, the Lord of Hosts, the Rock of Israel, the Rock of Ages, the one who was and is to come. Begin to worship Him. Begin to glorify Him. Adore Him. Magnify Him. There is none like Him. He is higher than all. Stronger than all. Greater than all. There is none like our Father. There is none like our God. There is none like our Savior. There is none like our Deliverer. There is none like our Redeemer. He is the Almighty God. He is all-sufficient God. He is self-sufficient God. He does not need anyone's help. He does not need anyone's advice. He does not need anyone's counsel. He is self-sufficient in Himself. He can do anything. He can do all things. There is nothing impossible with Him. He is the Lord that brings things out of nothing. He has determined the end of all things even before they existed. Worship Him. He is the Almighty. No one can contend with Him and prevail. He is the Most High. No one can fight Him and win. He is our Father. We worship you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. You are the Savior of our souls. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. You are the one upholding our lives. You are the one sustaining us. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. You are the one taking care of us. We worship you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. We are going to take this Thanksgiving prayer. We are going to say, Father, thank you for everything you have freely given to me. Thank you for every good gift you have freely given to me. Thank you for salvation you have given to me. Thank you for deliverance you have given to me. Thank you for health you have given to me. Thank you for a divine support, divine provisions, divine supply. Thank you, Lord, for peace you have given, joy you have given. Thank you for everything you have given to me for free. Thank you for the air that I breathe, for I'm not paying for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you because I can plant seed in the ground. And then the seed will grow to become food, to become crops. Thank you for everything you have freely given to me. Thank you because I can go out and come back in peace. I can sleep in the night and wake up in peace. Thank you for everything you have freely given to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the helps you have sent to my life. Thank you for things I did not even ask for that you released into my life. Thank you for favors you have given to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for opportunities you have given to me. Thank you for breakthroughs you have given to me. Thank you for healings you gave me. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. And amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your love for my life produce results in my life. Or you can say, Father, by the reason of your love for my life, command great results to come out of my life. Command great results to come out of my life, to come out of what I do for a living. Command great results to come out of my life, to come out of my career, to come out of my business. Command great results. And because of your love for me, oh Lord, let success be seen in my life. Let success happen in my life. Let prosperity happen in my life because of your love for me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, by the reason of your love for my life, make great results come out of my life. Positive results, results of success, results of promotion, results of progress. Let it come out of my life. Results of victory, let it come out of my life. Let everything I do produce prosperity. Let everything I do produce great success, great increase in the name of Jesus because of your love for my life. Oh Lord, make great things happen in my life so that everyone around will know that you love me, so that everyone around me will testify that you care for me. Oh Lord of hosts, by the reason of your love for my life, make great results come forth from my life. Make great prosperity, make great honor come forth from my life. By the reason of your love for me, make great success come out of my life and out of everything that I do. Make great excellence come out of everything that I do in the name of Jesus, that all men may know that you love me, that all men may know that you care for me. In the name of Jesus, great success, great prosperity, great honor, great increase, great blessings, great grace, great progress. Oh Lord, let it come forth from my life by the reason of your love for me. For I know that you love me. Let this love produce results in my life. Let your love for me begin to produce great results in my life, that all men may know the same, that you love me and care so much for me. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I set the Lord before me. Yeah, you're going to say, I set the Lord before me. Let everything I do, everything I see, be as the Lord sees them. Let everything I do be as the Lord wants them to be done. Let everything I see be as the Lord sees them. I set the Lord before me. I set the Lord before me. Let everything I see be as the Lord sees them. Let everything I do be as the Lord wants it done. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. See, I set the Lord before me. I set the Lord before my face. I set the Lord before my eyes. Therefore, let everything that I see be as the Lord sees them. Let everything that I do be as the Lord does them. Be as the Lord wants them done. In the name of Jesus, let my eyes begin to see as the Lord sees. Let my hands begin to operate as the Lord operates. Let the Lord be my motivation. Let the Lord be my passion. From now henceforth, in the name of Jesus, I set the Lord before my face. I set the Lord before my eyes. Therefore, let everything that I see be as the Lord sees. Let everything that I do be as the Lord does his things. In the name of Jesus, let my eyes see and interpret things as the Lord sees them. And let my hands operate as the Lord operates things. In the name of Jesus, I set the Lord before me. I set the Lord before me. I set the Lord before me. Let my life follow the ways of the Lord. I set the Lord before me. Let my life follow the ways of the Lord. Let my life follow the paths of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I set the Lord before me. Let my entire life agree with the standard of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I choose to see as the Lord sees. I choose to do things as the Lord does them, as the Lord would do them from this hour henceforth. In the name of Jesus, I set the Lord before me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You are still going to pray? You're going to say, let the presence of the Lord follow my presence. Let the presence of the Lord follow my presence and movement in every way, in every place. Let the presence of the Lord follow my presence in every way, and follow my movement in every way from this hour henceforth. In the name of Jesus, begin to talk to the Lord like that. Say, let the presence of the Lord follow my presence and movement in everywhere that I go. In the name of Jesus, let the presence of the Lord, let the presence of the Lord follow my presence and movement in everywhere that I go, in everywhere that I am, in the environment that I am, and in everywhere I go. Let the presence of the Lord follow me. Let the presence of the Lord be real with me. Let the presence of the Lord be with me. In the name of Jesus, let the presence of the Lord follow my presence. Let the presence of the Lord follow my movements. In the name of Jesus. Talk to God like that. In the name of Jesus, let the presence of the Lord follow my presence. Let the presence of the Lord follow my movements. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your anointing that gives clear understanding of your will fall upon me. You're going to say, Father, let your anointing that gives clear understanding of your will in all things, your anointing that will make me understand your will in all things, let that anointing rest upon me right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Father, let your anointing that gives clear understanding of your will in all situations, let it fall on me now. In the name of Jesus, let it fall on me now. In the name of Jesus, let it fall on me now. In the name of Jesus, your anointing that gives clear understanding of your will in every situation. You have your anointing that will enable me to understand clearly your mind for all situations, in all situations. Lord, let that anointing rest on me right now in the name of Jesus. Let that anointing rest on me. Let that anointing rest on me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, "Oh Lord, do a new thing in my life that will drive everyone to glorify you." You're going to say, "Father, do a new thing in my life that will drive everyone around me to praise you and glorify you." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, "Father, do a new thing in my life. 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 In the name of Jesus, do a new thing that will drive everyone to sing with me praises of your name. Do a new thing that will compel everyone to glorify you. Do a new thing in my life, Lord. In the name of Jesus, a new thing, a new thing, a new thing. Do it in my life. Do a new thing in my life. Oh Lord, do a new thing in my life. In the name of Jesus, that every high that sees that new thing may glorify you. Do a new thing in my life, Lord, that everyone who sees it may sing praises to your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, "In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God appear and destroy every attack coming to me from realms of darkness." You're going to say, "Let the fire of God appear." And let the fire of God always appear to destroy every attack coming at me from realms of darkness. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let the fire of God appear. And let the fire of God always appear to destroy attacks coming against my life from realms of darkness, from realms of demons, from realms of witchcraft. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God appear to destroy them. Let the fire of God appear to destroy them. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. Let the fire of God always appear to destroy every attack coming against me from realms of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still praying? You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your anger, destroy forces of darkness, monitoring my actions in every day of my life to stop good things from happening to me. You're going to say, Father, with your anger, destroy forces of darkness, monitoring my daily activities to stop good things from happening to me. Destroy them right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, O Lord of hosts, with your anger, destroy them with your anger. 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 Destroy them, Almighty God, with your anger. Destroy forces of darkness, forces of witchcraft, forces of principalities, forces of hell, watching over my daily activities to stop good things from happening to me. O Lord of hosts, with your anger, destroy them now. With your anger, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, destroy them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I invoke God's anger to destroy powers of darkness that are using the words of my mouth against me. You know that there's a way the kingdom of darkness can use your own words against you, especially things that you said that you were not supposed to say. Things that you typed that you were not supposed to type those words and send. There's a way they can use those words against you. So you're going to say, I invoke God's anger to destroy powers of darkness, using the words of my mouth to trap me, to enslave me, right now in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let God's hunger destroy them. Let God's hunger destroy them. Powers of hell, powers of darkness, using my own words to trap me, to afflict me, to oppress me, be destroyed by God's hunger. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, powers of darkness, using my own words to attack me, to enslave me, to afflict me, to oppress me, to limit me, be destroyed by God's hunger. In the name of Jesus, I invoke God's hunger against them. I invoke God's hunger to destroy them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let God's hunger destroy powers of darkness, using my own words and statements against me. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray? You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy forces of darkness waiting for me at the point of my celebration to bring shame upon me. Forces of darkness waiting for me at the point of success, at the point of progress, to terminate the success, to terminate the progress. Let the fire of God destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let the fire of God destroy powers of darkness waiting for me at the point of succeeding, at the point of rejoicing and celebration, to cause shame, to cause me shame and disgrace. In the name of Jesus, let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy powers of darkness waiting for me at the point of my progress, at the point of my success, at the point of my rejoicing and promotion, to reverse the success, to reverse the promotion, to reverse the breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, let them be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I receive authority to dominate and always dominate the powers blocking my spiritual growth, the forces blocking my spiritual growth. You're going to say, I receive authority to dominate and always dominate the forces of darkness stopping my spiritual growth. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Neheshia terasiada, neshadi kenher kilhada, hesheni tesusashda. See, I receive authority to dominate and always dominate powers of darkness, stopping my spiritual growth, limiting my spiritual growth. In the name of Jesus, I receive authority to dominate them all. I receive authority to always dominate them. I receive authority to always dominate powers of darkness, forces of darkness, limiting my spiritual growth in Christ, limiting my spiritual advancement in God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are freed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You are still going to raise up your right hand. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive authority to dominate and always dominate every weakness and temptation that is not allowing me to please God. You're going to say, I receive authority to dominate them and always dominate them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand, say, I receive authority to dominate and always dominate weaknesses and temptations that are not allowing me to please God, that are not allowing me to live for God as I should, to serve God as I should, to love God as I should. I receive authority to dominate them all. In the name of Jesus, I receive authority I receive authority to dominate them all. Weaknesses and temptations that are not allowing me to live holy in the sight of God, I receive power to always dominate them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Usually, devil is going to use whatsoever you love the most to trap you. Yeah, usually devil will use what you love the most to trap you. Yeah. So, which means, if you don't love any other thing apart from Jesus and God, I mean, you don't love any other thing more than Him. That's what I mean. Yeah. Because of course you have to love your children, love your parents, love the brethren, love your spouse. Yeah. But if you don't love any other thing more than Him, it will be difficult for the enemy to trap you. Yeah, so check your life. Is there something you love more than Him? Is there something you love more than Him? Is there something you give more attention to than Him, than the Lord? Yeah, that thing is what devil will use to bring you down. Is there something you care so much about than the Lord? Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let whatsoever that is exalted above the Lord in my heart be demoted right now. Let whatsoever thing that is exalted above the Lord in my heart, in my mind, in my soul, be demoted right now. Be brought down right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray that prayer and pray it sincerely. Be sincere with yourself because God is looking at your heart like this. As you are praying, He's looking at your heart and looking at your heart to see if you really mean what you're saying. Say in the name of Jesus, let whatsoever I have exalted above the Lord in my mind, in my heart, in my soul, be brought down. Be brought down. Be brought down. In the name of Jesus. Some people have exalted their beauty above the Lord. They have exalted their physical appearance above the Lord. Some people have exalted their riches, their wealth above the Lord. So whatsoever I have exalted in my mind above the Lord, whether I'm even the ones I'm not aware of, even those ones I am not aware of, let them be brought down. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever is in my heart, whatsoever is in my soul that I have exalted above the Lord, let them be brought down right now. Let them be brought down right now. In the name of Jesus. Including those ones I don't even know I have exalted them above the Lord. Let them be brought down right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, many of you have taken God to be a very emotional being. Yeah, you consider God to be very emotional. Like God, you know, God should be feeling my pains right now. God should know that I hate that. I hate when people do that to me. God should know that I don't like to suffer. God should know that I am hungry right now and there's no food to eat. Yeah, God should know that I seriously needed this contract. God should know that I need to pay my children's school fees. God should know that I seriously need to make profit in this business. And then you expect that God will be so emotional as you are emotional. Yeah. But that is not how God is. God is emotional, but not the way you are emotional. Yeah. Yeah. So and in so doing, we now allow what we are going through, we allow it to take all our attention and focus. And some of us even allow it to take us away from God. Because you feel like God should know that I am suffering, so I have to find a way to solve my problem. Yeah. Yeah, and I just have to get out of this mess. Yeah, I just have to do something. Even God knows, God can feel my pain. Brethren, God does not think like that. Yeah, God does not feel like that. Yeah, of course he cares for you, but God wants you to exalt him in whatsoever situation you find yourself. God wants you to exalt him above your feelings. Yeah, he wants you to take him more important than your feelings. Yeah. He wants you to praise him, even in that situation that you are going through. So God don't want you to be consumed by your emotions and assume that he can feel the way you are feeling. God don't feel like that. Yeah, what God is feeling is victory. God is feeling joy. God is feeling happiness. You are feeling sad. God is feeling joy. God is feeling good. Yeah, so God don't feel like that. Yeah, so the things that that is affecting your emotions don't affect God's emotions. The only thing that affects God's emotions is when we do contrary to his will. Yeah. Then he gets angry. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray. So my point is that you giving so much attention to what you are going through. And not give God attention because you feel like God is feeling my pain. So then you now sit there in that situation, focusing on the situation, and then you forget to pray. You forget to praise God. You forget to worship God. That is wrong. Yeah. Yeah, that is wrong. That is wrong. In fact, that is idolatry. Yeah, it means you consider your emotions that you feel more important than God. Because God don't feel that. Yeah. Yeah, what God is always feeling is victory. In whatever situation you are, what God is feeling in that situation is victory. God is not feeling the sadness, the hopelessness that you are feeling. God is not feeling that. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to channel my emotions and feelings to go in the direction that pleases you. You're going to say, Father, help me to channel my emotions and feelings to go in the direction that pleases you and glorify you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. God is moved by faith, not by your tears. Yeah, God is not moved by your tears, by your worries, by your anxieties. God is not moved by all of that. He's not moved by your depression. None of that moves God. God is only moved by faith and trust in Him. So don't let your feelings and emotions destroy your life and destroy your relationship with God. Say, Father, help me to channel my emotions and feelings in the direction that pleases you. Help me, Jesus. Help me to remember faith when I feel overwhelmed by things, by issues of life. Help me to remember faith when I feel overwhelmed by the things happening in my environment. Help me to remember faith when I feel overwhelmed by what is happening in my marriage. Help me to remember faith. Help me, Lord Jesus, to channel my emotions and feelings in the direction that pleases you, in the direction that will draw me closer to you. Help me to be able to control my emotions and feelings in such a way that it strengthens my relationship with you. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Yeah, even when you are hungry, don't let that hunger, when you have nothing to eat, don't let that hunger take you away from God. Turn the hunger into praise. Begin to praise God even in the hunger. Don't let the situations you find yourself take you away from God. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. Yeah. The Lord is showing me how He's going to open doors for you, for many of you that believe. Yeah. He wants to open doors for you. New doors. Doors that you have not seen opened before. That is breakthroughs. That is opportunities that will lead to breakthroughs. Those are the things God wants to do for you at this time. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, the doors you want to open for me at this time, I believe, open them now. The doors you want to open for me at this time, oh Lord, I believe, open them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. So, oh Lord, I believe, open them now. In the name of Jesus, open them now. Dishakit herashinala, dadashu jenehishdia. Open them now. Open them now. Thank you, Jesus. The opportunities of greatness, the opportunities that will lead to breakthroughs that you want to send to me at this time. Oh, Lord, send them now. I am ready. I believe. Send them, Lord. Send the opportunities. Open the doors. Open the doors. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I believe. Open the doors for me now. In the name of Jesus. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. Open them now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, help me to do that which remains for me to do, to perfectly align with your will at this time. Yeah, there is just something left that you have not yet done. Yeah, that is what God is showing me. There is just something left you have not yet done. Yeah, and when you do that thing, you will be perfectly aligned with the will of God for you at this time. So you're going to pray. So maybe you don't know that thing. That's why we are praying this prayer point. Or maybe you know, but you need help. You're going to say, Father, help me to do that which remains for me to do, so that I can perfectly align with your will for my life at this time. Help me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, that one thing I have not yet done, that you are waiting for me to do, that one thing I have not yet done, that you are waiting for me to do, for me to perfectly align with your will for my life and calling and destiny at this time. Oh Lord, help me to do it. Help me to do it in the name of Jesus. That which is left. That which is left for me to do now. To perfectly align with your will for my life. Help me to do it, Lord. Reveal it to me and help me to do it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, if anyone tells you that you cannot be perfect, that person is a liar. Yeah, because God wants us to be perfect. Yeah. God is demanding perfection from us because we can be perfect. Yeah, God don't ask for what cannot be done or achieved. God don't ask from you what you cannot do. Yeah, Matthew chapter 5 verse 48 says, "Be ye perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect." So if perfection is impossible, that scripture will not be written. Now, this is where I'm going. Remember that when God gave Moses instructions, the glory of the Lord did not come down until after Moses have done all that the Lord has commanded him. In fact, Moses had to follow the exact measurements of what was shown him on the mountain. So which means that the measurement that was maybe 60 centimeters, Moses ensured that it was 60 centimeters. Yeah, the ones that was maybe 5 meters, he ensured that it doesn't pass 5 meters. So that is perfection. And the Bible made us to, the Bible showed us in that passage that Moses did exactly what was revealed to him on the mountain. And immediately he finished that work. Automatically, without praying for glory to come down, glory came down. Glory came down. And that principle is still alive in the kingdom of God. The principle of perfection. Yeah. So God is looking for perfection from you. Now, we have Christians who can complain a lot. They will say, I have fasted. I have prayed. I have done everything. Nothing has changed. Yeah, I've done everything. Fasted, prayed. I have sown seeds. I have given sacrificial offerings. I pay tithes. I have done everything, but nothing is changing. Yeah. What about the things you are not doing, you are not yet doing? Yeah. What about the things you have not yet done? Yeah. Have you asked yourself that, God, what is it that I have not yet done? What will you have me to do? You're going to pray. What about purity of heart? What about issues that pertains to your soul? Have you forgiven certain people you have determined that you will not forgive them? What about that? What about pride? Yeah, because even for you to be saying, I've done this, I've done that, and nothing is working, I see that as pride. You're talking as if you can tell God what to do. Yeah, because if you're telling God, God, I've done all these things and then nothing is changing in my life. Yeah, I see it as pride. Because you're trying to tell God what to do. And no one can counsel God. God don't need anyone's help. No one can make him do anything. Yeah. No one. Even if you give everything you have to him, he can decide not to still bless you. That's why he's God. Yeah. So what about the place of pride? What about the place of you being humble? Have you done that? I mean, have you corrected yourself in that area? What about many other issues? Yeah. So God is looking for perfection. So if you feel like, I've done so many things, I'm not seeing changes, then ask yourself, what is left that I still have not yet done? And then the Holy Spirit will begin to point to you many areas of your life where you are not yet perfect. Yeah. Because immediately you attain perfection, something must happen. I know what I'm talking about. Immediately you attain perfection, the glory must come. The glory must come. Yeah. So, let us stop deceiving ourselves. Yeah. And let us stop wasting the efforts of our pastors and church leaders. Let us look at our lives and check where we are not yet perfect. And work on those areas till we attain perfection. Because we can be perfect. There is grace to make you perfect. So you are going to pray. Yeah, I don't know why I'm talking this much, but I feel God is speaking to some of you. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want the perfection that produces instant glory. I want to attain that perfection in my ministry, in my personal life, even inside my heart, in my soul. I want to attain that perfection. In my calling, in my career, that perfection that brings the glory of God instantly, that produces instant glory. Oh Lord, take me there. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There is perfection in everything we do. Whether secular jobs, whether spiritual, there is a perfection God is demanding from everything we do. Yeah, even the way you pray, God wants you to do it perfectly. Even the way you fast, God wants you to fast correctly and perfectly. Yeah, there is perfection in everything we do. Say, Lord, I desire the perfection that produces glory. Help me to attain that perfection. In the name of Jesus. It is possible, my brothers and sisters. It is possible. Only if you want to pursue it. It is possible to those who will pursue that perfection. It is possible. So Lord, help me. Help me to attain the perfection that produces glorification. Help me to attain the perfection that produces glory in the end. Help me, O Lord, in every area of my life, in my spirit, in my soul, in my body. Help me, O Lord, to attain that perfection. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, when I began to grow in knowing God, and I began to grow in knowing my calling and in functioning my calling, and also in becoming a good Christian. Yeah. I was experiencing the power of God in many areas of my life. Yeah. But it was on and off. I mean, the power of God that I was experiencing was not constant. So which means that maybe this week I might experience the power of God in maybe 2 or 3 days. Then the other days I struggle and struggle and struggle. Then the following week I can experience God's power again in maybe 2 days. So it was not constant. It was on and off. And when I say I experienced God's power, I mean I experienced God's power. I mean I saw God's power change things in my life, practically, face to face with God's power. Yeah, and my life was changed. But it was not constant. Yeah, there are times when I can't even feel God's power and I become defeated and I struggle and I begin to struggle and suffer. Yeah, so, but it got to a point that, you know, the Lord came to me and he began to tell me that you don't have to experience my power on and off. He was telling me that you can always have my power all the time. And my power can always work in your life all the time. Then that was the point. He began to show me the way of perfection. Yeah, that if there is perfection, then I don't have to struggle to experience God's power. Yeah, if my relationship with him is strong and perfect, then I don't need to struggle for his power. And when I began to follow the path of perfection, everything changed. I now realize that I am the one at fault, not God's power. So it's not as if God's power was going away and coming back. It was me not doing what should be done. Yeah, so I now realize that I can always have His power with me every time, every hour, every day, if I'm willing to pay the sacrifices. Yeah, but I realize that many Christians don't want to pay the sacrifices. And that is why they suffer the consequences of imperfections. Because they don't want to pay the sacrifices for perfections. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me the ways to your perfection so that I can always have your presence and power work in my life. So that I can always have your presence and power produce victories in my life. All the time. At all times. Oh Lord, teach me the ways of your perfection. Teach me the ways to your perfection. So that I can have your power and presence with me all the time. The presence and power of you that produce results all the time. Lord, teach me to have that presence. Teach me to have that power. Teach me the ways to your perfection. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Nejeke haktashinabala. Mashiji eshashenegala. Teach me the ways to your perfection. The ways I must follow to attain your perfections. The ways to follow to attain your perfection. Teach me to follow those ways. I want to have your power work mighty things in my life in all situations. At all times. Teach me, Father. Teach me, Father. Teach me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, teach me to follow the ways that leads to your perfection. So that I can always have your tangible presence and power with me. All the time. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, as simple as believing and trusting God is, there is a perfect way to do it. Yeah. As simple as believing and trusting God is, there's a perfect way to do it. And when it is done in that perfect way, it must produce results. When it is done perfectly, it would produce results. Yeah. Have you ever believed God completely? Or do you still have some second option? If believing God takes time, maybe I can try this one. Then that is imperfection in your faith. Yeah. Have you caught the bridge? Yeah, the bridge that could take you back. Yeah, in your journey with God. Have you caught that bridge? Yeah. That bridge that could take you back into the ways of the world. Have you caught that bridge and say and tell yourself that no going back? It is either God help me or I die. Have you caught the bridge that could take you into you trying other options? Yeah. Have you make a determination that it is either God help me or I die? It is either God move me forward or no one else. It is either God bless me or no one else. Yeah, have you come to that point in your journey of faith and say, if God will not help me, let no one else help me. If God will not deliver me, let no one else do it. Yeah, it is either God or no one else. And even if God will not do it, let me die trying. Even if I will not win this battle, let me die fighting. Yeah. Yeah. But the truth is, you will win the battle. Because God cannot fail. God cannot fail. So you are going to pray. Even your faith needs to be perfect. Your trust in God must be perfect for it to produce results. So God is watching you. You say you love Him, He's watching you, and He's looking for perfection in that love. He wants to see if your love is really perfect. Yeah, so God is watching many of us to see if the things that we claim we are doing for Him, to see if we are really doing it well or not. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help my faith and trust in you to be perfect. For I know that when it is perfect, it will work. For I know that when it is perfect, it will change things. It will change situations. So Lord, help my love to be perfect. Help my faith to be perfect. Open your mouth and pray like that. These are very serious things. And I have seen these things practically. So I know what I'm talking about. I have seen how my faith did not do anything because it was not perfect. And then I saw how it did great things because my faith was perfect. Yeah, so that there is no lie in these things. Yeah, there's no deception about these things. It is real. It is real. So Lord, help my faith to be perfect. Help my love for you to be perfect. For I know that when it is perfect, it will produce victories. For I know that when it is perfect, it will change situations. It will lift up my life. Help my faith to be perfect, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Have you ever sought God to the point where you say, I don't mind dying seeking God, and I won't stop until I find God? Have you ever done that? Say, Lord, help my faith to be perfect. Have you ever been desperate in your faith and say, I will not stop fighting until I win? Why do you give up so quickly? If you really believe, would you give up? Yeah. Would you give up on God if you really believe God? I will not give up if I really believe. I will not give up if I really trust Him. Ask God to help you. Ask God to help your faith. Say, Lord, help my faith and trust in you to be perfect. Help my love for you to be perfect. For I know that when it is perfect, it will change things. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray 6 more prayer points. Then we will round off the session. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, the honor you have reserved for me, in the head, in the midst of men, let it come to me. Let it come upon me. The honor you have reserved for me in the head, in the midst of men, oh Lord, let that honor come upon me right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. God reserved great honor for David, and in due time, the honor came upon him. And everyone began to celebrate him. The honor has been there. Talk to God. Say, Lord, the honor you have reserved for me in the midst of people, in the midst of the earth, oh Lord, bring it upon me now. In the name of Jesus, the honor you have reserved for me in the midst of people, in the midst of nations, in the midst of the earth, Lord, bring it upon me. Bring it upon me. Bring it upon me. In the name of Jesus. There were people that David did not even have to persuade to join his army. Everyone just suddenly believed in his calling. Everyone just suddenly believed that he must be the king of Israel. And everyone began to support him. Everyone. That is a great honor. Everyone. Say, Lord, the honor you have reserved for me in the midst of people, let it come upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Let that honor come upon me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. They're going to pray like this. They're going to say, Father, let the efforts of my haters and enemies to bring me down, to attack me, be frustrated. You're going to say, Father, let the efforts of my haters, as in those that hate you for no reason, those that they just hate you and all they are looking for is your downfall. You're going to say, Father, let the efforts of such people be frustrated. Let their efforts turn to nothing. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, frustrate the efforts of my haters and enemies who seek my downfall. Frustrate their efforts. Frustrate their efforts. Frustrate their efforts and turn their efforts to nothing. In the name of Jesus. The Bible told us about Ahithophel. David prayed, he said, O Lord, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. And God answered that prayer. So, O Lord, turn the efforts of my haters into frustration. Frustrate their efforts. Turn their efforts into foolishness. Make their efforts to bring me down fail. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whoever they are, whatever they are, oh Lord, frustrate their efforts. Turn their efforts to nothing. Turn their efforts to foolishness. Make all their efforts to bring me down fail. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy every addiction in my life that is making God's power not to work in my life. Yeah, because one thing about addictions is that it will make prayers not answer. It will make prayers fail. Inasmuch as you are still in the pool of that sin, you are still swallowed up by the pleasures of that sin, and you keep committing the sin always, prayers will not work. Yeah, the power of God will not produce results because of the addictions. So you're going to pray. Yeah, and you can be addicted to anything. We have people who are addicted to telling lies. We have people who are addicted to certain substance. Yeah. And they can't just do without taking that thing. And it is that thing that is affecting their spiritual life. And they just can't stop taking it. We have people who are addicted to watching movies. Yeah. So So there are all kinds of addictions. We have people who are addicted to talking. They talk, they can talk from morning till night. Talking and talking and talking. It's not as if they're preaching the gospel. They're just talking with friends, talking about issues. And that is all they do all the time. We have people who are addicted to the internet. They are always on Facebook. They're always streaming videos on Facebook, on YouTube. And they could do that for hours. They could do that throughout the day. Yeah, that is an addiction. So we have all kinds of addictions. Yeah. And until that addiction is dealt with, many good things will not work. Yeah. Yeah, and many good things will not happen. So you're going to pray. I said, place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy every addiction in me that is making the power of God ineffective in my life. That is making the word of God ineffective in my life. That is making my prayers going unanswered. Let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray. We have people who are addicted to pornography, sex videos, masturbation, adultery, fornication, and all forms of immoralities. Talk to God. Say, let the blood of Jesus destroy every addiction in my life that is making the power of God ineffective. Every addiction in my life that is making the word of God ineffective in my life. Let the power of the blood of Jesus destroy them. We have people who are addicted to food. They eat too much. And in so doing, they can't pray. They can't pray for long. They can't even fast. That is an addiction. So let the power of God destroy every addiction in my life that is making the word of God not to produce results in my life, that is making my prayers go unanswered, that is making the power of God ineffective in me. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the joy of the Lord appear in my soul. And let sorrows be forever far from my life. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the joy of the Lord appear in my soul. And let sorrows be forever far from me. Be forever banished from my life. In the name of Jesus, pray like that. dihestetena, leheni shanatishdeya, let the joy of the Lord take possession of my heart, take possession of my mind, take possession of my spirit, take possession of my soul, in the name of Jesus. Let sorrow be forever far from me, in the name of Jesus. You are not supposed to be depressed or worried or anxious or fearful. You're not supposed to be sad. You're supposed to always smile and laugh. Yeah. That is how you're supposed to be. And there's one thing that does the miracle. It is the joy of the Lord. It is the joy of the Lord. It's so real. I can feel it. It is the joy of the Lord. So let the joy of the Lord manifest in my soul. And let sorrows be forever far from me. Let sorrows be forever far from me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. One of the enemies to the joy of the Lord is the spirit of anger. The spirit of anger is one of the enemies to the joy of the Lord. And usually people that get angry often, they don't usually have joy in them. Yeah. Yeah. Usually, people that get angry often, they don't usually have joy in them. Yeah, and even if they have it, they don't have it for long. Yeah, so you're going to pray. If you still get angry, you need God to deliver you. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost uproot every anger rooted in my soul, stealing my joy. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost uproot every anger rooted in my soul that is stealing my joy. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them. Every form of anger that is rooted deep down in my soul and is depriving me of joy, be uprooted by the fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Be uprooted right now. Who says you can't be happy? Yeah, you don't need anything in this world to determine your happiness. No. That can be for unbelievers, but not for believers. Not for believers. Yeah. The things of this world should not determine your happiness and joy. Nothing in this world should control or determine your joy and happiness. Nothing in this world. Which means that you are to be joyful in every situation. You are to be joyful in every situation. That is real Christianity. Real Christians are joyful in every situation. Thank you, Father. Let fire of the Holy Ghost uproot every anger in me that is stealing my joy. Every bitterness in me. Every form of hatred in me that is stealing my joy. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me an agent of peace. Make me an agent of peace in the earth. In everywhere I find myself, make me an agent of peace. Make me an agent of peace. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Why should you take pleasure in conflict? Why should you take pleasure in things not going in the right direction? Say, Lord, make me an agent of peace. Make me a peacemaker. Make me someone who is always after peace. Someone who is always looking for peace in every way I go. In everywhere I find myself. Yeah, some women, they are not agents of peace in their marriages. They usually don't want peace to reign in the marriage. Yeah. Has got to make you an agent of peace. You don't have to retaliate when people wrong you. As an agent of peace, you don't retaliate. You don't fight back. Now, because you know that when you fight back, there will not be peace. Then why should you fight back? Somebody abused you with words or insulted you with words. Why should you talk back when you know that talking back will not allow peace to reign? Has got to make you an agent of peace. So, Lord, make me an agent of peace in the end, in all situations. Help me not to retaliate when I've been offended. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so we're going to stop here. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient unto us. Thank you, Lord, for your presence and power that is right here among us. Thank you, Lord, for your helps you have sent into our lives. Thank you for your glory that has risen upon us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for showing us the need for perfection in everything so that we may witness your power and glory in everything. I ask, Father, that you help everyone here right now to attain perfection in everything they have not been perfect. Oh Lord, help everyone to come up to perfection in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the knowledge of God that evaporates confusion and deception shall appear to you in the name of Jesus. The kind of knowledge of God that we put an end to any form of confusion or depression in your life. That knowledge of God will appear to you in the name of Jesus. The kind of revelations of heaven, revelations of Jesus Christ, revelations of the truth that will make you established in the purpose of God for your life on earth. I pray that you begin to get such revelations right now in Jesus' name. From this moment onward, oppression shall cease in your life. Your pains shall disappear in the name of Jesus. Your disease shall disappear. Your health problems shall disappear, such that those who say you have it will check you and will not find the problem there anymore. In the name of Jesus, I decree that your help shall come. The help that you need now shall locate you in Jesus' name. The power of God shall become real in your life, to the point that you will go out there telling people about how faithfulness God is. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.